on ktalk.co.za,
on the app,
on DSTV channel 885,
and across the city on 567 AM.
22 minutes past 2 o'clock now. A number of people over the age of 60 or 65 are entitled to pensioners' rebates, whether it is on your television, whether you go to a store and they got a certain day for pensioners' discounts and you can get yourself a card. So further to the conversation about pensioners' rebates, my experience worth mentioning, and I'm reading this very quickly to Trevor Blake, who's the Director of Revenue at the City of Cape Town, just to give some background about this discussion. My experience worth mentioning was going into the Fishhook office and being told that I didn't qualify for a pensioner's rebate because you don't get a pension. My understanding was that I had turned 60 and earn under 17,500 per month. I qualify. So I submitted it online and got a 60% rebate. I was told by a neighbor that the woman I saw has been at the counter for years, so she has been giving this incorrect information to applicants for many, many years and won't accept the forms either. And Fishhook is an area where there are many elderly people who probably would just accept it and leave it at that. I know for many indigent people and old folks, the online process can be intimidating, but worth getting help and pursuing it. It took them a long time to respond. I'll forward the email again after 3 months, and I've asked if they could give me feedback on when it was likely to be processed. Then within a day or so, I received an SMS with the reference number and the following bill with it was a 60% outcome. Trevor Blake is the Director of Revenue at the City of Cape Town. Trevor, thank you so much for affording us your time this afternoon. I know the beginning of the year is a very busy time of the year. Has there been
no problem.
Has there been a bit of a change, and what are we not understanding in terms of rates rebates?
Okay, so we must distinguish the difference between a rates rebate and the indigent. Okay, so that it must be very clear. So the rates rebates for senior citizens who are in receipt of a pension. So let's have a look at it this way. Prior to 2016-15, and we only brought it in on the 1st of July 2019, we as a city, in terms of our policy, used to issue and give people rebates when you turned 60 and your income was below a certain amount. At that time, I think it was about 15,000 and that. But the legislation came into play in 2015, the Municipal Property Rates Act, that changed everything for municipalities across the country and defines exactly what municipalities can give as rebates and that in all the different categories. So let's concentrate on the senior citizens one. So for 60 years and older, if you were 60 and you did not receive any form of pension, you could qualify. From the 1st of July 2019, that fell away. You had to be in receipt of some form of pension, whether it was a SASSA pension or whether it was a pension from a pension fund that you retired on and it was a form and you were 60 years and older and the income must be less than 17,500 rand per month, the household income, you would qualify and get a rebate. If you meet all the other criteria, in other words, you must live in the property, you must own more properties, etc., and that. So that was the criteria. The information given in the email that you read out from the lady from at the counter is correct. Is correct that if you don't receive in receipt of a pension or some form of pension, you do not qualify like you did in the years gone by.
So you can't walk in and say, I'm 60 and I'm still working, or, I'm 60 and I still get an income from a different source, but not a pensionable income, like, for instance, your SASSA pension or pension from your work, and it has to be less than 17,000. So what you've actually done now and what you've actually telling me is that before municipalities had legislated or bylaws or brought out the laws themselves, now it has to be brought in line with what is nationally legislated.
Correct. Yeah, so what's in the legislation, we are compelled to do that. Otherwise, municipalities will be found non-compliant. So as much as what we gave away or assisted people in years gone by didn't only affect the senior citizens in that, it also affected the NPOs, PBOs, and government institutions, and non-profitable institutions. It also affected in that. So the legislation is very clear, and then now the policy has got to be in line with legislation. Prior to that, it was that we could, based on our policy and look at the needs within your municipal area, you could do that. No longer.
Also goes back to say, and it's quite some good news here, Trevor, and we're chatting to Trevor Blake this afternoon, Director of Revenue at the City of Cape Town, and we're just trying to understand, you know, that there has been this change in terms of rebates for pensioners. You know, it's not like having a card and walking into a supermarket and saying, I'm over 60 and I want a rebate, or I want my 10% discount. But she does say that they then reimbursed me from the date I first submitted it, so that what I overpaid during those 3 months has been deducted from my rates in the following month. And I think that is where the city is very secure about these things, that, you know, whatever you need to receive, you will receive. But here's the question, Trevor. You then also get 60 free electricity units and are moved into a lifeline tariff. Is that correct?
No, well, it depends. Remember, the electricity lifeline tariff is based on your consumption. If you consume a certain amount less per month on a regular basis, then you go into different categories. But what you actually get in terms of that, so let me just help people out and say, what we brought out, we used to have it that you used to apply if you were 60 years and older and you were in receipt of a pension and you got the rebate, you had to apply every year. So every year we would send out forms and get people to apply. What we've done since the time now is we've allowed people 60 years and older. So the ones that qualified in 2019, we've allowed them to do it until the next GB. We work it from general valuation to general valuation. So we roll it and give them that benefit over the 3-year period and that. Now, what has happened is this was supposed to come to an end at the end of June of this year. So all the people that are senior citizens in receipt of this rebate that we've been giving, it's supposed to have come to an end at the end of June of this year. But because we've moved the general valuation of 21, has now become general valuation, which we're going to implement in 22 and applicable from the 1st of June 2023, all the people that are available will now be moved up until the end of June 2023. So it's valid from 1 July 2019 to the end of June 2023. So when people apply now and they're older than 60 and they meet it, they will be, and we register and they meet the criteria today, tomorrow, the next day, they will be registered and receive this thing unless their income changes and they let us know in that becomes more than 17,500, then they will be registered until the end of June 2023.
Mm. Chatting to
and in 2023, we will send letters out again before that, telling people there's now come to an end, please apply, and we'll do that again.
Mm. And people need to adhere to that. They don't take the letter and just ignore it and then wonder why something went wrong. Very quickly, Trevor, I'm running out of time here. Where can we apply for the rebate? At the municipal offices, and it comes from Carol. Yeah. And I think a lot of this information is available on the city's website.
Yes. Look, if you've got your application forms, and you can get our forms on our website under the www.cityofcapetown.gov, and you go on to rates rebate, you get the application forms, you can download it, you can complete it, and if you put the supporting documents that is asked on the form, you can either take it into our offices, or if you want to, you can send it to our rates.rebate@capetown.gov.za and send your completed application forms to do that via the email. Or the third option is you can register via our e-services and apply online on e-services. So those are the three ways that you can do it.
Trevor Blake, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. And Trevor, of course, is the Director of Revenue at the City of Cape Town.